This 30-minute stretch and breathe practice begins with some simple movements and stretches in a standing position and then goes on to a period of sitting, but also knowing that the whole practice can be done from a seated position if standing for any period of time isn't right for you just now. To begin with, we bring awareness to the body as it moves, doing some gentle stretches and holding some positions. We also spend time just being with the body, enjoying it, appreciating it, and also some time moving a little closer to what we might call hard or soft edges. So a soft edge might be a sense of moving a little further into a stretch or position and exploring how this is. But also being aware of harder edges where there may be real discomfort. So the practice isn't about achieving a particular level of stretch or holding. So noticing any tendency to want to push too hard or achieve a particular state, and seeing instead if you can bring some gentle interest and care to the body and to your experience from moment to moment, and taking particular care if you have an injury or any ongoing issue. So feeling free to adapt or modify any of the movements and stretches in a way that feels right for you. So whether standing or sitting, beginning with a sense of feet flat on the floor, coming into contact with the ground beneath them. Making sure they're about a hip's width apart and facing forwards in parallel with each other. Checking that the knees are soft, not locked, that the spine is upright, but not stiff. And a sense of openness in the shoulders and the chest, and allowing the arms to hang loosely down by the sides of the body, or resting in the lap if sitting down. Checking that the head is nicely balanced on top of the spine. And standing or sitting with a sense of dignity, of being awake to each moment. Maybe a sense of the body being a little bit like a mountain, so a sense of grounding on the earth, and the top of the head reaching up towards the sky. And now bringing a focus of attention to the breath, to any sensations of breathing, particularly in the belly, if this feels okay. The rising of the belly on the in-breath and the falling away on the out-breath. And remembering that if focusing on the breath isn't right for you right now, then just choosing another anchor point in the body, wherever feels most steady and grounding, and tuning into sensations here. Tuning into the full duration of the in-breath and the full duration of the out-breath. Or if the anchor is somewhere else, then noticing any and all sensations as they change from moment to moment. I'm not trying to control or change these sensations. Just letting the body breathe naturally. Just allowing the rise and the fall. And in a moment, we're going to allow some movement into the body. So beginning with the hands, just curling the fingers inwards towards the palms and straightening and stretching the fingers and thumbs out again, really extending the fingers. Noticing if you're thinking about these movements and seeing how it is to really sense into them. And then flexing and extending the wrists, just bringing movement into this part of the body. Bending and straightening the elbows. Moving the shoulders. Really tuning into sensations as we do this. Maybe even enjoying the sense of the body moving. Really appreciating the fact the body can move in this way. Making some very gentle movements of the neck. Maybe just moving the head from side to side very slowly. And then moving the upper part of the body, the trunk of the body a little, loosening up the spine in whatever way feels right for you. Taking care all the time as we move. And then the hips. And then moving the knees, maybe some bending, extending. And the ankles, maybe rolling the feet so that there's a sense of the ankles almost having a massage as the feet move round. And then when you're ready, coming back to stillness. Back to that sense of the body like a mountain. Grounded, but reaching up towards the sky. Sensing into the body. Noticing any little ripples or echoes of those movements we've just done. Giving yourself permission to maybe savour more pleasant sensations, really enjoying any sense of ease or softness, tingling, vibration. And also an appreciation that you have this body that can move, this body that can breathe. Noticing any tendency to hold the breath. This can happen if we're concentrating on movement. So just checking in that the breath is moving freely through the body. On an in-breath, raising the arms up in front of the body so that they're horizontal with the floor. And on the out-breath, moving them down again. And just continuing with this movement, following the breath as you raise the arms up in front of the body. And then on the out-breath, allowing the arms to move back down to the sides of the body. Really noticing, tuning into the sensations in the arms, in the shoulders, maybe even other parts of the body as you do this. And if that feels okay, you may just simply want to stay here doing these movements, bringing the arms up in front of the body. But if it feels okay to take it a little further, you can now raise the arms up in front of you and then above the head, right the way to the vertical, as you breathe in and down again as you breathe out. Really paying attention to the movement in between each posture. So in between the arms being at the sides and the hands being in front of the body or over the head. Sometimes call this in-betweening, so sensing into the movements between each posture. And then when you're ready, just allowing the arms to settle down again at the sides of the body for a moment. Again, tuning into any echoes, ripples that remain after those movements. There's still a sense of movement in the arms, even though they're still. Allowing the arms to rest there, side of the body, but on the next in-breath, beginning to raise the arms out to the sides. Slowly feeling the muscles working, sensing the weight of the arms. And once they get to the sides, you might want to continue to move them up over the head. So turning the palms upwards if that feels more comfortable. And raising the arms all the way up above the head so that they're parallel with each other, fingers reaching to the ceiling. And just breathing here for a moment. Sensing that stretch. Allowing the breath to come and go in the body. Noticing any sense of movement or stretching even in other parts of the body. The back, the trunk of the body, the upper part of the body, the legs. Noticing any intense sensations. Maybe in the shoulders. And if that feels okay, maybe there's a soft edge here. Seeing how it is to explore that feeling of intensity, that feeling of stretch. Really sensing into that experience. But only staying for as long as feels okay. And easing away from the stretch if you need to. And then on the next out-breath, releasing that stretch a little and very slowly, letting the arms move down. So remembering that sense of in-betweening, sensing the movement as the arms come down. Tuning into the sensations in the muscles. As the arms return to the sides of the body. And spending a few moments now again, tuning into any after effects, any echoes of those movements. You may choose to close the eyes here if that feels comfortable for you, but if not, just keeping the gaze soft. Breathing with any sensations here in the body right now. I'm now doing some shoulder rolls. So imagining that we're drawing circles with the shoulders. First of all, raising the shoulders up towards the ears. Then moving the shoulders forwards as if they are trying to touch each other in front of the body, dropping them down towards the floor, and then gently back, almost so that the shoulder blades start to move inwards towards each other. So allowing these four positions now to come together as a rolling motion. Almost like you're drawing circles with the shoulders. And checking in on the breathing again, noticing any holding of the breath. You might want to explore how it is to Breathe in on one half of the roll and breathe out on the other. But letting this go if that doesn't feel right just now. And then when you're ready, changing direction. So this time, rolling the shoulders back, down, forwards and up. Again, letting the breath follow these movements if that feels comfortable for you. And again, now coming to rest, allowing the arms to drop back down alongside the body. Checking in with the posture, the sense of contact with floor, body upright like a mountain. And noticing any sensations here. You might notice some tightness in some parts of the body, particularly the shoulders after those last movements. So if that's the case, you may want to explore how it is to let the shoulders ease or drop on the out-breath. Seeing how that is. And when you're ready, we're going to bring some gentle movements into the head and neck. I'm paying particular attention here, taking real care of the neck and only doing as much of this as feels okay. So beginning by allowing the chin to slowly drop down towards the chest, making sure it's the weight of the head that's creating this movement, not forcing the movement in any way. And then very slowly rolling the head over to the left side so that the left ear is over the left shoulder. Just noticing any stretching here. Checking in for any soft edges or hard edges. And now, not moving the head back at all, but just simply bringing the head upright. And gently then moving it over towards the right shoulder. And then allowing the head to roll down again towards the chest. So almost like we're drawing a semicircle here. And if it feels okay, you might want to explore how it is to breathe in time with these movements. So breathing in on half of the roll of the head and breathing out on the other half. But only if that feels right for you. Tuning in to any and all sensations as you do this. And then when you're ready, you might want to change direction. So this time allowing the head to roll to the right shoulder, up across over the shoulders to the left shoulder, and down in front again. So again, drawing a semicircle, a half circle, as you do this. And then when you're ready, just allowing these movements to come to their natural end, wherever feels right for you, bringing the head back to center and pausing for a moment. Really tuning in to any signs or signals in the body. Maybe the body is asking for a pause and a few breaths. Or maybe actually the body wants to have a move. Maybe something that will ease some tightness or tension. So really taking care of the body and doing what feels right for you. Maybe enjoying this moment of just listening to and responding to what the body needs. And then coming to rest, either standing or sitting, and closing the eyes if that feels okay, or softening the gaze. Tuning into how the body is right now. So in a moment, if you've been standing, we're going to move from this standing position into a sitting position. And noticing now if the body is already making some movements as if to go to that sitting position. Just checking here for a moment. So the invitation is to bring awareness to how it is to move from standing to sitting. So it's not about getting into a particular position, but the movements that are involved in making that transition, the in-betweening between standing and sitting. So this becomes part of the practice itself. So when you're ready, very slowly, with as much awareness of these movements as is possible, moving to your seat, noticing how it is for the body to move. Almost as if noticing movement for the first time. And once seated, allowing the eyes to close if that feels okay. So if you're on a chair, allowing your back to come away from the back of the chair, if that feels comfortable for you. So the spine is supporting itself, not stiff, not sitting to attention, but sitting with a sense of being awake. Shoulders dropping down, chest open, head balanced on the spine, and allowing the body to come into stillness. And tuning in now to any sensations of breathing in the body. No need to breathe in any particular way, just allowing the breath to find its own rhythm. And tuning in to the full duration of the in-breath, the full duration of the out-breath, and any transition points in between the in-breath and the out-breath. And as ever, if focusing on the sensations of breathing isn't right for you, just allowing attention to rest on the sensations in a chosen anchor point. These sensations may be very small, very subtle. And if so, moving in a little closer. And if so, moving in a little closer, bringing real interest to the details of those sensations as they shift and change. And if you notice that your mind has wandered, it's becoming aware of this, noticing where it's gone, and gently guiding it back to these sensations, this sense of breath. So however many times the mind might wander, knowing there is always this anchor, sensations in the body to bring us back to what's happening right now. Appreciating the breath. Savoring, honoring the breath. Noticing how sensations might arise, stay around for a while, and then fade away. Noticing mind wandering, bringing it back to this breath, this sensation, and this one. And then when it feels right for you, allowing attention now to expand, to include the body as a whole, so a sense of a whole field of awareness. Feel sense of the space that the body takes up. This body as it sits here breathing. Maybe even a sense of the whole body breathing. As best you can, bringing an open, receptive awareness to any and all parts of the body, any sensations in this moment. You may notice parts of the body that feel pleasant. Maybe sensations of warmth, comfort, lightness. And if so, exploring how it is to zoom in, move in a little closer, savoring the sense of pleasantness. And then after a while, zooming out again, opening to the body as a whole as it sits here. Breathing. You may also notice feelings of intensity or even discomfort. And if so, knowing you have choices. You might choose to adjust your posture, to release or relieve some of the intensity. And if you do this, seeing if it's possible to bring some awareness to the movement that's made. So this is part of the practice too, not a break from it. Or you might choose to bring a sense of allowing to any tightness, intensity of sensation. Letting it be there, perhaps even moving in. Experiencing it more fully. Seeing if it's possible to bring a sense of opening, of softening to what's here. And if the intensity stops pulling for your attention, or if it feels too much, bringing attention back to a sense of the body as a whole. Sitting here, breathing, experiencing this body. Allowing this experience to be just as it is. Allowing yourself to be just as you are. In this moment. And for the last few moments of this practice, bringing awareness back to sensations of breathing in the body or to your other anchor point, whichever feels best for you. And remembering that the anchor is always here, always available to us. Helping us to steady the mind when we feel unsteady, to come back to a sense of ourselves as a whole, complete, just as we are.